In Buddhism, everything we believe is created by the mind. Everything is created by the mind. Our feelings, our thoughts, even the world itself, we believe is created by the mind. This is our core belief. It's a central belief. All Buddhists will believe this. So I'm not asking you to believe that. I'm just saying that is where I'm coming from. And consequently, if there's something wrong with our mind, like I'm unhappy or I'm depressed, then the cause of that is inside the mind. It's inside the mind. It's something we've got to do inside our mind. So this is just like a preparation. I'm just going to now read a little bit from How to Transform Your Life. This is the very first page of the introduction where my teacher says this. Through practicing the instructions in this book, we can transform our life from a state of misery into one of pure and everlasting happiness. So this is his like a promise or guarantee, you know, through practicing the techniques explained, we can transform our life. We can transform our life from a state of misery, unhappiness, depression, and so forth, into a state of pure and everlasting happiness. So it's like very important. The instructions are scientific methods to improve our human nature. Okay, so everything that's written in this book is a simple, easy to understand method or technique or way of thinking that is to improve our human nature. What does that mean? Everybody needs to be good-natured with a good heart. Because in this way, we can solve our own problems, as well as those of others. And we can make our human life meaningful. So this is the message that we learn about. The first message is that there's great hope. There is great hope if we put these instructions into practice. We can definitely, and this has been the experience of millions of people who have adopted these methods. They've transformed their lives. Yeah. From a state of unhappiness and misery into one of happiness. Sometimes pure and everlasting happiness, we say, like this. So I'm going to say a few things now from the book, which are maybe a bit shocking, or you may disagree with. Of course, many things I'll say you can't accept right now, but I'm going to say them, and then I'll step back and we'll go through, we'll unpick what I'm saying. So every living being has the same basic wish to be happy and avoid suffering. Every living being, you, me, everybody has this same basic wish. And since our world evolved, human beings have spent all their time and energy improving external conditions in their search for happiness and the solution to their problems. What has been the result? Instead of their wishes being fulfilled, human suffering and problems have actually continued to increase, while the experience of happiness and peace is decreasing. This is a Buddha's analogy, analysis rather, his analysis of our condition. We've put so much energy into improving our external conditions, but actually it hasn't had the effect that we want. The effect we want is for everyone to become happier, 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 less problems. But in fact, the opposite seems to be happening. It seems the whole world is filling up with more problems, more people unhappy, more people depressed than ever before. So what does this tell us? Let's be scientific about this. What does this say to us? It clearly shows until now we've not found a correct method for reducing our problems and increasing our happiness. Would you agree? I think you have to agree. If you look around, look at the news, look at how many countless millions of people are suffering. Well, yeah, there's something right. We're not doing something wrong, right, you know, something wrong. So the actual correct method for doing this, the actual correct method is this. It's changing our attitude from negative to positive. Did you hear that? The actual correct method is changing our attitude from negative to positive. It's just what I was saying before about belief systems. You know, if we have a negative attitude, then of course, everything's wrong. What is a negative attitude? An attitude simply means a way of looking at things. When you have an attitude, it just means you're looking at things in a certain way. Okay? That's things are just things, aren't they? Events just take place. And there's always several ways of responding to those events. And our bad habit has been that we tend to respond to what we see and what we think about with a negative mind. We get angry, we get jealous, we get proud, we get upset. You know, we feel terrible, negative response like this. Now, we don't have to respond to that, to those events in that way. It's not compulsory that human beings are programmed in such a way to respond to all these events in a negative way. That's not the case. We can change ourselves and respond to events in a positive way. If we have learned how to do it, it's not something that comes naturally. We have to train ourselves to do this. We have to learn the methods, come from omniscient beings like the Buddhas, and then we have to put them into practice and get success with them. Okay, so we must understand what I'm saying through our own experience. We must understand it through our own experience. It's not good enough just to take some words from somebody. Oh, this person said, I need to change my attitude from negative to positive. We need to understand how that is the case. If we check carefully how we're experiencing problems and unhappiness, look in our life, how am I experiencing problems and unhappiness? We can understand something, finally. We can understand they're all created by our uncontrolled desire. Eh? What do you mean? Uncontrolled desire? What for? Wishing ourselves to be happy all the time. Okay? Do you wish for yourself to be happy all the time? Yes. Do I? Yes, I do. So how can that be a bad thing? Well, it's not a bad thing. The bad thing is the uncontrolled desire for us to be happy all the time in the face of unrealistic the fact that things are different, things are opposite to that. So we have so many unrealistic wishes, you know. This is a desire to be happy all the time, even though we're not creating the causes to be happy all the time. We're not doing that. We're expecting to be happy all the time, but we're not doing anything. We're not training ourselves and finding the methods to be happy all the time. We just want to be happy. When someone interferes with our happiness, we get upset and angry with them. So if you check, this is completely true, if you check all the situations in your life when things have gone wrong and you've been unhappy, you've been desperately unhappy, the reason is because you have this uncontrolled desire to be happy all the time. This sounds counterintuitive. There's something wrong here. No. Something wrong with the way we're listening and the way we're thinking. The advice that comes from enlightened beings is this: by stopping this wish to be happy all the time, by stopping it, and instead wishing for others to be happy all the time, we will not have any problems or unhappiness at all. We will not have any problems or unhappiness at all if we stop wishing for ourselves to be happy all the time, and instead wish for others to be happy all the time. So that's a gigantic leap from where we are now, isn't it? Where we are now is, I want to be happy all the time, I want to be happy all the time, me, 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 I want to be happy all the time. What we're being introduced to is a different, completely opposite way of thinking, which is actually going to solve our problem. It's actually going to make us happy all the time.